WCJMQ, and today we have a guest, an artist from the Eastern Townships, and her name is Melissa Dinman, and she's from Austin. She's an elementary school teacher at Magog. So we welcome you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Good. Now, I first saw Melissa at the talent contest, the Pink Angel talent contest over at the Hut. That was on August 13th. So around 7 o'clock, they had a talent contest. Melissa was one of the people that got up and sang. So that was your first talent contest you entered, Melissa?
It was, and it was because my mother-in-law asked me to. She was one of the ladies helping organize everything, and so Julie asked me to, and I was more than happy to. Yeah,
that's great, especially when you have a great relationship with your mother-in-law. That helps. And you get up and you sang a song. What was the name of the song?
The song is called The Porch.
The Porch, okay. And you said you were going to sing this song for your husband. So
yeah.
Definitely a wonderful job. I couldn't believe it was your first time getting up and entering a talent contest.
Yeah. Well, I've done a lot of singing in front of audiences in church and, you know, around the campfire with friends and things. So I was pretty comfortable doing it. I knew a lot of people in the hall, so it was more like just singing to friends. So that helped.
Oh, that's really great. You had a lot of composure. Now, you say that this is a cover song, and would you like to explain where you got it from?
Yeah, well, I heard it on the highway. I listened to satellite radio, mm-hmm. and it was actually one of their highway finds, and so it's the artist's name is CJ LaRose, and it was actually a YouTube video, and they feature her on the station, and I thought the lyrics were really cute and mm-hmm. quite not at all fitting to the relationship I have with my husband, but a cute song and good for giving him a little ribbing. So
yeah, it was really well done, and I didn't even know it was a cover. So you said it was more country, because I wondered if it was like more folk, so it's kind of country, I guess. Do you like country music in general?
Oh, I do, of course.
Yeah.
Very much.
Now, you grew up, I guess, in a musical environment because you started singing in the church as a child?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and tell us about that. You were in the choir, I guess?
Well, no, actually, there's no choir. I attend a very small church, mm-hmm. Seventh-day Adventist Church in Eastman. And no, just a very small church. Sang with my mom and with my uncles and my dad. And yeah, so it was just a nice family, you know, mm-hmm. family introduction to music, for sure.
Good, and certainly helps you with your stage fright, too, when you start off when you're young.
Right.
Good. What kind of songs did you sing? Gospel and...
Gospel, yeah. As I grew up, actually, listening to music on the radio, I find a lot of songs that I like to sing are the songs that really have a message to them,
mm-hmm.
You know, and nothing like this kind of message in the song by CJ LaRose, but I really like a lot of artists like, I like to sing songs that have a message in them. Garth Brooks is an artist who has really deep messages to some of his songs, as is Carrie Underwood, and
mm-hmm.
So actually I share a lot of those songs in church, or just those are the kind of songs I like to play, a song that has lyrics that mean something and
mm-hmm.
you know, that bring about emotion in
right
you.
Have you ever started writing some of your own songs?
I haven't really. I'm mm-hmm. I don't think I'm that brave or that lyrical. But what I do enjoy about playing guitar and singing songs that I hear on the radio is that I am able to give them my own little twist, my own little version.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it never sounds like it does on the radio, that's for sure.
Well, that's important, though, giving it your own little twist, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you learned the piano from Mrs. Johnson, you said, elementary school at Magog. You
at
said
Princess
she's still teaching.
Elizabeth, and she's still teaching there, so.
That's nice to see, yeah. And then you picked up the guitar from your brother.
That's right, my brother played guitar, and he taught himself, you know, like I said, watching my uncles and my grandfather play, and so I followed suit and picked up his guitar and learned from him, and then I bought my own guitar, and then I still enjoy it today.
Definitely a musical family. Good.
Yeah, for sure.
So you had a good time entering the contest? And
yes, it was a lot of fun, and I was just so pleased to see how many people came out and, you know, gave up their Saturday evening, you know, for the mm-hmm. for the auction, for the meal, for the live auction, and for the talent show. It was just it was really great to see everyone supporting such an important cause.
It was, definitely. And just to let our listeners know, the cause was for multiple sclerosis, the research in it too, which is really important. Okay. Would you like to sing us a song while you're here, Melissa?
Sure.
That's great, Melissa. I can't believe that was the first talent show you ever did. Now, are you going to be entering some more? Is this giving you kind of the energy to enter another contest? Or?
You know, I wouldn't say so.
Yeah?
I think I really enjoy singing. I really enjoy playing guitar, and I like to do it with friends and family. But I have a career, and I love it very much. Teaching is my number one passion, but mm-hmm. This is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it, so...
Yeah. Definitely your number one hobby then.
Yes, that's right. Number one hobby.
Yeah. Okay, did you ever take any voice lessons? Because you have a really nice voice too.
No, I didn't take any voice lessons. But as I said, growing up in a musical family like I did, I heard great voices. And my grandfather still sings. He's, mm-hmm. you know, he's in his 70s, late 70s. And, you know, so it's just a lot of fun. And I get a lot of joy out of it. I really do.
Oh, that's the important thing. Definitely important. Well, definitely a great show, and really enjoyed seeing you there too, and seeing some of the talent in the townships. It's amazing.
Well, it was really great to have you all there with your sound system and mm-hmm. microphones and everything. It was very much appreciated.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and definitely all the best in the future.
Thank you.